was always say. She was always sick with something, you know. They always say something like that. But, no, it's just one of those things. I suppose they just saw it as me growing up and me with diabetes. They didn't see it any different. I mean, they looked out for me. Well, they had to. They were my brothers and sisters. But, you know, it wasn't them. And I always believe it's not them, it's me. It's me that's got to put up with this. And, you know, you look at it and you think, why is it me? Kind of like. Which I suppose a lot of people do wonder when they've got it.
Did you do much drinking or drugs as a teenager?
No, I used to drink Martini Bianca, I remember that. But I didn't do drugs at all, no. I thought I've got enough drugs going into my body. And it never... You know, it's okay if, like, what? Why do drugs, you know? You get a high when you get a hypo. You don't need anything.
And how strictly did you keep to your diet at school and in your social life?
Fairly all right, until things started to go wrong. And then they says that I was doing this and I was doing that, and I wasn't. Then I thought, well, stuff it. If they're saying that I'm doing these things and I'm not doing it, I may as well do it. And it doesn't work. It just leaves you with loads of other things wrong with you. So, you know, you just relate back to... You seem to fray from it, but then you go back to it.
When did things begin to go wrong?
Oh, God, I must have been about 17, 18. I used to get a lot of abscesses. I used to get perianal abscesses, which were very, 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 very painful. And I get abscesses on the legs as well. I've got something called Streptococcosaurus. So I wanted to be a chef. And when they found out that I got Streptococcosaurus, I couldn't do it because you can't do cookery and have that virus in your body. So that put me off doing that a bit. But, and it was hard to stand up as well because you got boils on your legs constantly. It was horrible.
And who began to tell you that this was your fault?
My fault.
You said that people said that it was because you hadn't done the right thing.
Oh, the doctors. The doctors, but I'm one of these diabetics that what will go wrong, can go wrong, has gone wrong. And it's tough. You know, I get something that always goes wrong. And half the time I've not done anything to, you know, to start it off, to trigger it off. But I just have things that go wrong. And it's just, that's the why.
But as a teenager, that then made you think that there was no point in being strict.
No point in it. You could cheat a bit, but you know that if you went over the top, you'd end up in hospital with some kind of high blood sugars or change your insulin over or something, you know. So, but I did try very hard to stick to my diet and that. I did try.